This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is 7 minutes after the hour. Whatever hour it is where you are, it could be 1 o'clock in the morning, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, wherever you are. Hello, welcome to the DJV program. Jennifer off today, Victoria Keelan and I are here to approach a lot of different things, what you need to know, a little bit of adversarial truth decay that we have to get at. I have an idea. Today, among other things, is Unity Day. And Unity Day is supposed to be a focus on adults as bullies. There are 9 youngsters, for example, in my community here, Victoria, of Framingham, Massachusetts, where I've lived all my life, children who have experienced being bullied. And they are being taught to stand up to people. And one of the things that has been a focus here, which I think has been lost in the rhetoric or the conversation or the focus on bullying, is that your parents, often, youngsters, if you're listening to this, or parents, if you're listening carefully, you are responsible for your children. Your children are going to do what you do. The environment they grow up in is going to be the predicator of what they become as adults. So if you are a bully, if you're angry, if you're a name caller, if you like Trump or you like Biden or whoever it is that you like politically, the overwhelming evidence, Victoria, is that these youngsters who are bullies themselves come from parents who are bullies, who are guilty of doing a lot of things, saying that, whether it's in person or whether it's in social media, but the tone that's set. If you're an angry parent, your children are going to become angry. And you can say, well, I got a lot to be angry about. The country's a mess. Yep, that's true. But part of it is like the chicken and the egg. Part of the fact that the country is a mess is because we have succumbed to the kind of rhetoric that doesn't really fare well, especially among children. Think about it for a minute. Listen to your mouth. What kind of expletives deleted do you use when referring to people that you work with or for? People when you have an experience, a bad experience at the supermarket or the car dealership, or when politically things are going on that you don't like, what's coming out of your mouth? And who is around you to hear the things that are coming out of your mouth? So today on Unity Day, there are a lot of people who are trying to address, there's some signs we have around called No Bullying. There's a pamphlet called The Menace of Bullies that focuses on this as a national problem. It really is. And some of the most tragic bullying cases that we've seen have ended up in the people, the youngsters, teenagers, committing suicide because of what goes on. Yep. There's a lot of very unwanted and repeated aggressive behavior that is, there's no need, there's no excuse for it, there's no room for it. It's unacceptable. So, anyway, think about your message. I guess because it does start at the top. It starts, you know, the rhetoric that comes. I have said this many times on the air, many times, and you challenged me off the air about this earlier. You know, what has Trump done that you really like? Well, there have been, I think the trade thing has been something that we needed to do and take care of as one example. But I don't want to support his way of communicating. I don't like it. It's uncomfortable. It makes us all, I think it gives us, whether even he realizes it or not, the power of the presidency, the power of that bully pulpit, when you're as disrespectful as he is to people he doesn't agree with, calling them names and that sort of thing, that gives license, whether he's directly or indirectly doing it. He's not, I give him the benefit of the doubt. I don't think he's trying, I'm not even sure he's conscious of it, frankly. But a lot of people use that entree to become more aggressive. And if you're doing that around your children, you're going to have children that are just like you. And maybe you like that, maybe you don't. But if you don't have any tolerance for people who are minorities, people who are of different religions than you are, people of different races than you are, people who are just different than you are, if you don't have tolerance for that and you're vocal about it, you are contributing to the problem. I don't say I have to get along with everybody. I don't like everybody. But I stay away from the people that I don't like. I just avoid them. I don't have to deal with them. If they come into my face or my space.
But you're talking about not liking people for no reason. That's just being a racist and just saying, I don't like black people, and you don't have a reason for it, you know?
Here's a group of boys.
That's a problem.
One of the places this being acknowledged today is in Dallas. A group of older boys followed a 14-year-old home, and because he was Asian, they kept yelling him, you're the Chinese virus, or, you know, that kind of stuff.
That's the thing that people don't talk about in the mainstream media. Discrimination, or I should say, forget about the media, but just it's not something that people talk about. But discrimination against Asian Americans is at a record high right now. It's ridiculous.
It's good to know who's really responsible. The Chinese people aren't responsible for the virus. The Chinese government is.
And right, but these are Americans that are being tormented.
Well, it's the same as what happened in World War II when Japanese Americans got interned. You know that. That story is replete with all kinds of evidence that there were a lot of people that were quarantined or put aside or put in camps. They had nothing to do with that. You know, they were Americans. But yet, at that time, nobody trusted anybody. And frankly, because of what's going on, I'd like to see that energy go toward having people who are angry at Chinese people for no good reason get angry at the way they do business and stop doing business with them. You're talking out of both sides of your mouth. If you go into a dollar store today and buy something, and yet you've said something, oh, I don't want to do anything to do with the Chinese, look at what they've done to us. You go into a dollar store, there is nothing in there that isn't made in China. Nothing. And so if you're supporting them by going, well, I can't afford to do anything else. Yeah, you can. If you think it through, yeah, you can. And you ought to be doing something about it. And that's where I lose tolerance with people who, again, speaking out of both sides of their mouths when it comes to doing business with the Chinese. Now, people can say, well, you're guilty of the same thing you're accusing other people of. No, I'm very specific about who I'm talking about and who I have no respect for. And I don't believe the Chinese government deserves any respect from anybody. That's my feeling, and I'm happy to share it with anybody and everybody who listens. They are the problem. They are at war with our government, with our country, and with us. And if you don't think that's the case, you are really kidding yourself. And you're kidding yourself if you justify, I don't have any money to buy food anywhere else, so you go to the dollar store and buy whatever, plates, glasses, cheap candy for Halloween, cheap presents for Christmas, just whatever it is. You can go find things somewhere else and not have them come from China. You just can't. You have to look for it. It depends on how serious you are about saving your country. Those of you who say, I'm a patriot, you are. You go buy something made in China, you're no patriot. You aren't. You're not. Period. End of story. Anyway, so I thought it was important for us to bring that a bullying message on Unity Day to people around the country. In a moment, I want to talk about Dr. Fauci's appearance on 60 Minutes with Victoria. We'll go through some of the things that came out. Pretty interesting conversation. Speaking of interesting, Mike Lindell, one of the most interesting Americans around. Here's a fellow who had drug problems. If you read his book, he's very right up front with it. He became a drug addict, and he lost everything he had, family, friends, business, everything. And he pulled himself up by the bootstraps. One of the things that brought him around was realizing he wasn't sleeping, so he created a pillow that he could use to sleep because he couldn't get a good night's sleep. And so from that comes this huge empire known as MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and see all of the things, the huge number of things that are there, the products that they keep bringing to market, the pillows which are known for being able to wash and dry them, that's cool, these new Giza sheets that are fabulous. You get 60-day money-back guarantee on everything at MyPillow.com. So, for example, the first night you sleep on a Giza sheet, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. I'll tell you that. I have wonderful dreams on my Giza sheets. Mike is making a special offer for the listeners of the DJV program. It's the BOGO deal on the sheets. Two sets of sheets for the price of one. Pretty fantastic, eh? Go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. Get free shipping. If it's easier for you to call, help yourself. I'll give you the number. 800-716-5989. Make sure you use that promo code DJV when you're ordering at checkout. 800-716-5989. Or go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code DJV.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Lowe's has a brand new flooring showroom filled with all types of floors. Scratch-resistant floors for toddlers and their toys. Easy-to-clean carpets for canines. Stain-resistant floors for scrumptious suppers. Even floors for yogis finding out how flexible they are. There's floors for all. And they're all at Lowe's. Book now and have yours installed by the holidays. Install available in-store only. Holiday install applies to basic install and subject to date restrictions, installer, and product availability. See Lowe's.com for details and licensing. Contiguous U.S. only.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
All right, so Dr. Fauci was on 60 Minutes last night, Victoria. He said he was absolutely not surprised that Trump contracted coronavirus. He said when he was watching the news, oh, my goodness, nothing good can come out of that.
Well, I think all of us, well, right. Not all of us, but anybody who pays attention to the virus, you saw those images of everyone hugging each other in the Rose Garden, and you knew it was going to become a super spreader, and it was.
Yeah, well, so, apparently Fauci, he was pretty frank. The administration has tried to keep him off of television programs and off the radio and out of being interviewed, and that's because the message, they wanted the message to be the same, and Fauci said, no, that's not really the message, and they said, okay, you sit over there on the corner. And so that's what he did. I don't know how, I'm sure there were a lot of people who weren't very happy to see that last night. I've been critical of Fauci from time to time based on, you know, some of the things that I felt I knew because of my connections with the two very well-known doctors, Jack Stockwell and Ken Kronhaus, who both have said that Fauci wasn't correct on some of the things. But you know what? Nobody's correct. I was wrong about a couple of things. Early on, there were rumors that he had connections to investments in drug companies, and that apparently
that was a rumor that just, I don't know who started that, but that was someone trying to just smear him.
Right. Media.
Because he didn't agree with Trump, maybe? I don't know.
Well, that could be.
Or he was too popular.
Well,
that's how you really get a target on your back. Be more popular than Trump, and that's when you've got, then you have to worry.
21 after the hour.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
There's a well-known pop hit from a group called Sister Sledge. As we get into some music news and information, as this part of the program happens every hour, during this portion of every hour, focus on music news. This story is about Nile Rodgers, Victoria, who apparently sold some guitars that were played by both B.B. King and Chuck Berry, parting ways with some of the most prized possessions that he's been collecting over the years. He said, quote, "When I got sober a little over 26 years ago, I quit the music business. I spiritually decided I wasn't going to be in the business, but I wanted to be connected to the business, so I started collecting all this stuff. I started to collect guitars. I wasn't connecting them to play them. It was to have them because B.B. King played it or Chuck Berry played it. Last week, Nile Rodgers bid farewell to his one-of-a-kind 1997 Yellow Range Rover. I had one of those. It wasn't one of a kind. There were 200 of them made. I had one of them. Actually, I had two of them at the same time. I mean, interesting, but they were really...
You know, you had two that were one of 200 in the world?
Yes.
Are you sure it's the same exact one? Because it wasn't just any Range Rover from 1997.
No, it was a yellow Range Rover.
Super but you could get them in yellow.
Anyway, he says it was one of 200 in the world. The car has amazing memories from driving with Diana Ross, playing final mixes and stuff. But his car was with the group that I had. It was one of 200. Anyway, he's now beginning to sort through his collectibles and figure out how to disperse them. I'm not going to go crazy and sell off everything. It's not the right thing to do spiritually to have all that valuable, important stuff, though. It could be in a museum or wherever. Was he that prolific that he had that much money? You could buy these things are expensive.
Well, it's not only just what, you know this song, Good Times. This was his band sheet.
Yeah.
And so, but he wrote We Are Family for Sister Sledge. He produced for everybody.
And the two songs, if you listen to them as we've played them here, they are amazingly similar.
Yeah.
Did you notice that as we're playing them together?
Yeah.
They really
well,
are.
Well, these are two famous songs. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
He wrote them.
From the same mind. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So, what do you think of my two 1997 yellow Range Rovers?
I don't believe
some pictures
that, I believe that needs to be fact-checked.
Where? What? Mine or his?
Yours.
No, I'm telling you.
I understand that, but just because it was yellow doesn't mean it's the same one that he had in the limited edition one.
There are only 200 limited editions. That's what I'm telling you.
I, understand that, but I don't believe that you had two of them.
I did. I bought one in...
Because I want to know what he just sold it for.
One of them was belonged to a basketball player for the Celtics when I bought it. I forget where the other one had come from.
I wonder how much he sold it for, because then we would know if it was the same model.
Yeah. Let's find out. Meanwhile, time for Chuck Berry to stay in the focus, in the spotlight. Chuck Berry and Ella Fitz. Ella Fitzgerald gets some new holiday videos 60 years after its first release. Chuck Berry's Run, Rudolph Run, received its first ever official video, a festive new animated project from his estate and from producers Yumi. In recent years, Yumi has given similar videos to seasonal staples like Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, Brenda Lee's big hit, Bobby Helms' Jingle Bell Rock, and I Saw Mummy Kissing Santa Claus. Remember that one from the Jackson 5? This year, the label has carried on the tradition with Run, Rudolph, Run, and Ella Fitz's version of Frosty the Snowman. Both videos bring the song's lyrics to life as cartoon versions of Berry and Fitzgerald deliver their songs. This is really... You recognize this song, don't you? Or her voice, Victoria?
Yeah.
What an honor to have Run, Rudolph, Run given such a dazzling visualization as its first music video, said Chuck Berry's son, Charles Jr. The marriage of animation and music could not be better. You can't beat flying reindeer, Santa Claus. Excuse me, and an electric guitar. Ella's song, a kind of a swinging jazz rendition of Frosty, was released in 1960. And so now this is a favorite Christmas. We're talking about Christmas music starting early this year. It was released 60 years ago as well. It was called Ella Wishes You a Swingin' Christmas. That was the name of the album. Remained a big favorite, standards on that album for the holidays. So the Ella Fitzgerald Estate has partnered again with Yumi to bring this fantastic animated video. Hope that a lot of people who are Ella fans would see. Maybe new generations discovering this music, too. Pretty smooth stuff, Victoria. Pretty smooth stuff.
And she had one-of-a-kind voice.
She had a great, what a great, great, great voice. And she was a fabulously wonderful person. Everybody that you ever talked to about her just said she was just like everybody's grandmother. She was just so friendly and sweet. So good for her. 29 after the hour here in the music portion, as I said, of the DJV program.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
15 days until the presidential election, and Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says the coronavirus pandemic continues to get worse.
Trump said at one of his rallies, "We've turned the corner." And my grandfather would say, "This guy's gone around the bend if he thinks we turned the corner." Turn the corner. Things are getting worse. He continues to lie to us about the circumstances.
The former vice president speaking in Durham, North Carolina on Sunday during one of his drive-in rallies. Biden has no scheduled campaign events on Monday. As lawmakers head back to Capitol Hill on Monday, President Trump says he could get reluctant Senate Republicans to back a $1.8 trillion coronavirus relief aid package, but he needs House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to let the bill move forward in the House. USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
A company says their popular exercise bike could hurt you. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
Peloton has issued a voluntary recall on pedals on nearly 30,000 of its exercise bikes because of a laceration hazard. In cooperation with the U.S. Consumer Products Safety Commission, the in-home fitness company announced the recall on its PR70P clip-in bike pedals on Thursday. The federal agency says Peloton received at least 120 reports of pedal breakage. At least 16 involved leg injuries. Five of those required medical care, such as stitches to the lower leg. The company says the PR70P model features its first-generation bike pedal on bikes sold between July 2013 and May of 16. There's a link on Peloton's site, or you can call their customer support line for a fix.
Twitter removed a tweet from top White House coronavirus advisor Dr. Scott Atlas that recommended wearing masks when close to others, especially those who are at high risk, but otherwise to practice social distancing and no widespread mandates. Dr. Atlas, citing several jurisdictions like France, Miami, Israel, and Spain, where cases have exploded with mandates. And Twitter is refusing to unlock the New York Post account unless the newspaper deletes posts related to Hunter Biden. Twitter saying in a statement, "We've updated the policy. We don't change enforcement retroactively." For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I don't know if I'm going to make it or not.
Minutes past the hour. It's the DJV show. Minus the D, who's choking right now.
Blueberry went down the wrong way.
Oh, boy.
All right. Excuse me. If I breathe through my mouth, it's still there.
Why do you walk and eat at the same time? That's something that we always say to him. Stop walking and eating.
Because I'm eating. I'm doing three things at the same time.
Well, you have to stop.
Yeah.
Because now you have a blueberry sitting in your lung. I mean, you have to stop. Oh, my gosh. Phil, this is nuts. I hope he's actually okay. He's turning his microphone off because he's coughing. Okay, great.
All right, I'm okay.
You all right?
Yeah. All right. So, the Dodgers have reached the World Series. Jennifer, we're here. We could, I guess, celebrate that, right?
I'm sure she's very happy about that. Yeah, a lot of people. They had a kind of a nail-biting series with the Braves, and so now they're going to take on the Tampa Bay Rays. They're going to be playing in, I think it's Arlington, Texas.
Yeah.
There's a new field
there.
A new stadium there.
Yeah,
so they're going to be playing there. This is the 20th appearance that the Dodgers have made in their franchise history, so... Jen always likes to say that they do great until and then they fall apart once they make it. in the World Series.
Right.
One guy dislocated his shoulder celebrating getting into the World Series. So, yeah.
All right, what's going on with the Supreme Court nomination in that process? Do you know you're following that?
The hearings are over, so they're just going to take it to a vote. I mean, they have enough votes, so she'll be confirmed.
Well, a lot of people are not going to like that.
Hundreds of people have been at various locations have been protesting. There's nothing we can do.
No, you know? It is what it is.
Yep.
All right, speaking of that, the U.S. has hit its highest daily count of COVID cases. What's that scoop?
69,000 new cases. This was reported on Friday. This is the highest daily count since July, which was kind of considered to be the peak. So we're on par now with the peak. This is according to Johns Hopkins University. They've been tracking the U.S. infection rates since the pandemic began. So now they say that we have 8 million confirmed U.S. cases. And so, obviously now we're getting colder weather and outdoor events are going to be moved indoors. Indoor dining will be opening up more. Bars and restaurants, depending on, you know, where you are. I'm in New Jersey and so bars are still not, open unless they're, you know, part of the restaurant. But, this is what we're seeing. There are spikes in colleges around the country, spikes in schools. For some reason, I think that younger kids think that they're doing okay with being back in school on a part-time basis or even a full-time basis. But college kids have certainly been partying and have been the cause of super spreader events. And so, the U.S. right now is reporting about 55,000 cases a day. And that is, if you do the math on it, 40 different states have seen an average of a 5% growth in cases. So if we're going to get the second wave or the second peak or whatever you want to call it, it seems like we're on track for that. And I think they said this is going back to the spring, end of October, beginning of November is when they projected it to come back. And we're unfortunately, we haven't really learned much about this, or we're not containing it well, and so now we're on par with that scenario.
There are a couple of companies in the race for the vaccine, but there is a problem. Apparently, they need shark something or other for the vaccine. So there have been, whether it's shark, there's something
it's
called
the squalene.
Yeah.
Squalene is something which is really it's made in the shark's liver, and it's what it does. It actually helps with their buoyancy, but it's as a compound, it's used in mostly in cosmetics. And there's a company we've actually talked about this on my beauty podcast, and we kill between 63 and 273 million sharks a year die. Because of at the hands of humans, and their liver oil, the squalene, is harvested from at least a few million of them, and that all goes right to the cosmetics industry. So there are companies. There's a really great brand called Biosance, and they've managed to invent a way of extracting squalene from sugarcane, so it doesn't harm any sharks. And so I'm wondering, if they need the squalene for these vaccines, why can't they use the same method that Biosance uses and extract the squalene from sugarcane?
I think there's a synthetic squalene too, isn't there? I think I've seen that somewhere. It used to be the big controversy was about shark, they used to cut off the tails of sharks for shark cartilage and then just throw the sharks back into the ocean and they die.
Yeah.
And
that was for
1520.
Yeah, shark thinning. But that's for that didn't really kill millions of sharks because that was such a specific, that's for shark fin soup and that was in China.
Yeah.
That's actually not nearly as many sharks that are killed for squalene. And as we know, I mean, look at the beauty industry. It's everything from sunscreens to cosmetics. It's a moisturizer and it helps your moisturizer actually be absorbed into your skin. And that's why, unfortunately, this is so dangerous for sharks.
Your podcast is called Beauty Pop, and where can people hear it?
Anywhere you get a podcast, anywhere you listen to your podcasts, it's everywhere. It's on all the networks. So, but yeah, we actually talked about this at length. in one of our episodes. And so, like I said, Biossance is a company that we've been supporting because they have managed to figure out how to do it without killing a single shark, which is great.
Mm-hmm. All right, today is the last day to register to vote in states like Pennsylvania, Alabama, California, South Dakota. I can't imagine. Do you know anybody who hasn't registered or who's not eligible to vote or who isn't going to vote? Do you have anybody in your circle of friends that is in that category?
No. I don't have anybody that isn't going to vote. I know that there was a distressing report that came out last week that I think it's like, is it 5 million? Or I forget what the number was, but it's in the millions of felons who have not had their voting rights restored. So there are a lot of
groups.
Yeah,
we were talking about that on the countdown, how many felons haven't been able to vote. There's a controversy still about that because a lot of people think that once you are a crook, you have foregone your right to vote. I don't know, but
the problem,
somebody's
though,
found
is
it constitutional, though, right? That's been challenged in the Supreme Court.
Yeah,
if I'm not mistaken.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not really sure how. If it hasn't been challenged there, it probably will. But part of the problem, though, is that it disproportionately affects black people. And when felons get out, you know, after they serve their time, they're often left, in most cases, they're left with a lot of fines. And so if you're a felon and you've been in jail for, I don't know, however many years, and then you get out of jail and you try to get a job to pay off those fines, we know how hard it is for felons to get jobs. Mm. And we, you know, this Kim Kardashian put
a huge
spotlight on it last year.
Yeah.
I guess. And so, you know, people who are felons can, it's unbelievable how many things are restricted. You can't get a mortgage. You can't rent a place to live. You can't get a car loan. I mean, there are so many things that you're going to be back in the system because there's nowhere for you to go upward. Mm. You know, there's just nowhere to go. And voting rights are certainly one of those things. But, you know, this year we've heard from Mike Tyson and from Snoop Dogg. Both of them had, from a million years ago, had felony convictions. And they both just found out that they can actually vote for the first time in their lives. And they're going to in this election. So, you know, you can turn your life around. It doesn't mean just because you got busted for something once and you pay your debt to society. You know, our society, for some reason, with our prison system, doesn't seem to really focus on rehabilitation. And that's a huge problem.
Well, that's the fallacy of going to jail and being rehabbed. That's a joke. You're retrained to be, 85% of the people that go to jail once go to jail again. Oftentimes it's for the same crimes. So obviously we're not doing a very good job of rehabbing people. And the thing that folks don't think about, when the hardliners, and I have tended to be this way over certain things. I have no tolerance for drug dealers, rapists, murderers, throw them in jail, throw away the key. No, there's no retraining, fixing, that's it, they're done, in my book.
I disagree on the drug dealer one, though. There are so many convictions where people have had, you know, where it's young kids, you know, growing up in the hood, and the only way that, you know, Jay-Z has been very vocal about this. When he was like 11 or 12 years old, he was living in, you know, in the projects in New York, and the gangs come along, they recruit these young kids, they threaten
their
families.
Well, I guess maybe there's a threshold then. There's a threshold that...
Yeah, I have a very different stance on it. Rapists and murderers, yeah, that's fine, throw away the key. But with the drug dealing thing, I just have seen and heard too many stories where people were victims of circumstance, and to have that ruin the rest of your life, I just don't agree with.
Coming up in a moment, fires in the news and around the country, 44 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, the program brought to you in part, as you know, by Calitrin, a reminder about how to lose weight and keep it off. Go to toploss.com. You can see a lot of very interesting, not new products, but products that are getting a little more attention because they work as well as Calitrin does in terms of a formula that you can take. Stay steady with it. 90 days will get the weight off. Another 90 days will train your body to keep it off. Main ingredient, collagen protein. This is something that everybody in the family can use. You've heard a lot of people talk as customers about this product. You can read their stories at Calitrin.com or at toploss.com. This is the only way I know of to get your weight under control without using drugs or having an operation. It's actually no stimulants whatsoever here. Manufactured in the USA in a COVID-free facility. They've tested every single week since this all began. They're clean, clear through, deodorized too. Nothing else is made in this factory. It's just a Calitrin product. Easy to take. Once at bedtime, four capsules. You can take the liquid Calitrin if you want. And it'll help you sleep. There are all kinds of ancillary benefits to this. It's a perfect way, one of those great supplements that you really can't do without. So go to toploss.com. I'm taking it, stay with it every single day, or actually every single evening. I take four capsules. But during the course of the summer, when I had a sort of different approach, I'd take a couple in the morning as well, because they're just good for your joints. The proteins that are in this are so good for your body, and most of them are things that your body stopped developing. So let's get them back into your body. Let's get your body healthy. Let's get you happy. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV at checkout. No shipping charges and special breakthrough deals. Buy three of one product, get three free of the same product or some of the other products that will help you look your best, feel your best, and be your best. Toploss.com.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created The Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com.
All right, so we got a couple of fires here. Did you see the story that happened? Strip mall in Harrisonburg, Virginia, blew up, completely destroyed. I mean, completely. You see these pictures in the video? To the ground.
It was horrible.
In a sort of neighborhood, so five people who lived in nearby homes were hurt because of it. But imagine waking up. It was like a big mushroom cloud. That's what one person who lived there. Imagine, just look.
Gas leaks freak me out.
Dangerous.
Oh.
Yeah, very dangerous. Yep. Okay, firefighters in Cameron Peak. That's a part of Colorado where there are, 18,000? I don't know, 40,000, some unbelievable number. The fires are pretty much under control in California, but now there are three big fires in Colorado, and this is the largest recorded wildfire in the history of the state of Colorado, a lot of homes being evacuated and burning to the ground. Something you don't want to wish on anybody. Good God. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Well, before we go to sleep, let's identify this movie theme here. We're not here to put you to sleep. 53 after the hour, it's Movie Moments for Monday the 19th. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man for Movie Moments. And this is the theme from the Kevin Costner vehicle, Dances with Wolves, which in my mind put him on the map. You've said he's had quite a fabulous career, actually. I think you said last week that you think that being in The Untouchables put him on the map. This was something that happened later in his career, right? Dances with Wolves?
Yeah, well, Untouchables is 87, okay? And then you get Field of Dreams in 89. So obviously he solidifies himself as a major product, a major name in the industry. Yeah. Then he stars and directs Dances with Wolves in 1990, goes on to win the Oscar for Best Picture. So obviously he's got a lot of power in the industry. And then I think he has a very interesting career, and I'm a big fan. But I think his ego started to hurt him when he does, he didn't direct it, but he was heavily involved in the production of Waterworld, which he starred in. That was in 95.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Well, you know, it was the critics, it was an over-budgeted movie, and the critics hammered it before it was released. I still like Waterworld, but it lost money for the studio.
Wasn't it really violent? Wasn't, what's his face, the bad guy?
Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper's the bad guy, yeah.
Yeah, they shot it all on water. They were told, go Spielberg. Spielberg actually advised Kevin Reynolds, the director, and Costner, who was attached as producer and star, don't shoot it all on water. You're going to have issues. And they had a lot of issues, and the budget went from like $100 million to $200 million. And in 95, that was like $300 million now. It's a ton of money.
What year was The Bodyguard?
That was, I don't know, you have to look that up.
That would be early 90s, right?
What do you think? It's early?
Somewhere in the 90s. So he's riding high. Then in 97, he adopts a popular novel called The Postman, and he directs it. He stars and directs. And I was watching some behind-the-scenes stuff on that, because I just watched that recently on the HDNet channel. And he sent an email out to the cast and crew saying, we're opening against this movie that we should dominate over the holiday months, and it's called Titanic. We know that the rest is history. The Postman got horrible reviews and it bombed and it lost the studio a lot of money, and it hurt his his career in terms of being a director, because for whatever reason in the industry, when you have a big clunker, it can hurt you. And that movie, The Postman, hurt you. There's a lot of things I like about The Postman, though. There's a lot of things that a lot of it's silly, but a lot of it is a big heart.
One of the roles that I like best,
I don't dislike it,
that he's played, was the role of Kenny O'Donnell, who was the assistant. Many argue, JFK elected, part of the Boston Mafia, and he was the third in command, if you will. He was really somebody that Kennedy relied on, a kind of a quirky guy, a little weird. Anyway, he was played by Kevin Costner in the movie. I thought he did a fabulous job. I actually thought it was a great movie. Bruce Greenwood.
We're both fans. I'm a fan. I like Kevin Costner.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
A lot.
Now, what about fast forward to Paramount? He did show about the sea rescue guy. I forget what it was called. He's done a lot of stuff, but he's now in that TV show Yellowstone, which seems to be getting rave reviews. Everybody I know
is
watching that show.
Very popular.
Yeah.
Very popular.
Right. Is that a step up or down? Everybody's getting paid because there's so much work. So I'm betting, especially if it's popular, he's getting paid a lot of dough to do
it. I would say it's a very good career move. And it expands the audience that watch Kevin Costner. So I think it's good. By the way, I went to see a movie over the weekend. We booked it at the theater I'm involved in. On the Rock, Sofia Coppola's new movie with Bill Murray and Rashida Jones, she of The Office fame. It basically plays out like a hour and 40-minute slice-of-life film set in New York City. She believes her husband's having an affair. Bill Murray, who plays her father, keeps giving her advice about men. Ultimately, I think the film is somewhat pointless, but I did sort of enjoy watching it because I like
her. Her movies are always pointless from her.
Yeah.
I loved Lost in Translation. It's a beautiful movie to watch, and it's a sweet story, but it doesn't really go anywhere. And
this movie, same thing. It doesn't really go anywhere. Having said that, I was never bored, and I did sort of enjoy watching it. Although, Doug, I must say, I was sitting in our theater with two other people in the front. I always sit in the back. No matter what movie theater I go to, I sit in the last seat to the right in the back row.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, why is only myself and two other people watching this movie when a bunch of people could walk through a Walmart during this pandemic? But people
so
do
what
not
was the number one
the
thing at the box office over the weekend?
It was An Honest Thief, Liam Neeson 3.7, War with Grandpa plays second, 2.6, 7.2 in 10 days. Tenant has 1 point something, 50 million overall, 330 million.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.